Hey everybody, welcome back to Carding Dads, episode 4. In this episode, we talk about the frustrations and struggles and joy that we have with karting. Not only in getting the Comet Eagle going, but also my own kart. We talk about the friends that helped us get everything going. They put their own testing aside to help us. And we also talk about the plans that we have for this weekend, not only the AKRA race coming here to Jacksonville this weekend, but also Emmanuel going to Sebring and NASA. Appreciate you guys listening. Hope you enjoy.
What up? What up?
What's going on, dude?
Not a whole lot. Still sitting at work. I'm done working. I'm about to leave. But take a cat now.
I hear you, man. I'm not at work, but yeah, I can kind of understand a little bit. So, for anybody who's been following us the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Emmanuel getting his Comet Eagle going, and this weekend was the first weekend that we actually got it going, but it came with a whole bunch of struggles. It's just crazy because it's something that we haven't experienced before, and you know, we kind of learned on the fly, and thank goodness we had so much help from some of the people who follow the podcast with Steven, Kevin, my dad, Manuel, to enlighten on what happened.
Yeah, Jeff was there too, so big ups. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, big ups to Jeff. I mean, he helped us out huge.
Right. And Heath was there too, kind of giving, I mean, Heath spent most of the time on trying to make the what had work too. So, man, thank you.
Yeah, that's
so
right. He
people.
Was struggling with his cart too, and he kind of put his cart to the side to help us out too. I mean, and that's what, you know, kind of Carting Dads is all about is, you know, sometimes personal priorities can come first, but when you see friends struggling, you're like, you just can't help it. You just have to go help somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. So, touching on the troubles, man. I bought the cart. It was theoretically a roller. It was good to go. It was already put together. I was excited. And I got home and it was missing a throttle cable. Now, I've said this a few times. I'm not the best at figuring out mechanical things on my own from the start. So one of the things I was looking at was my current chassis, which uses a threaded rod, right? That touches the pedal, and then there's a throttle cable that goes from the end of the rod to the motor. Well, a Coyote uses that, but the Eagle doesn't use a rod. You essentially get a throttle cable that goes straight to the pedal, and they still have the same sort of general mount with a threaded rod location and then a slot that the rod could go in, even though you just put the rubber sheathing on the throttle cable through there. But yeah, I was spending an hour and a half or so on Friday trying to get it going before testing on Saturday. It's like, none of this makes sense. I'm not going to be able to use the parts I have, unfortunately, because, you know, we're dads, put our kids to bed at 8, and then if we can go mess around in the shop for a little bit, we do. It was already 10 o'clock, right? So I didn't have a chance to try to go to the hardware store and try and find anything. So yeah, daughter had dance on Saturday, took her to that, and then boogied straight over to the kart track. And trying to do it at the track, you know, a simple throttle cable took hours because we had to try to make what we had work. What we had didn't fit. I had one cable that could be long enough, but I had already pulled off the metal part, the ring that squeezed down on it to prevent, you know, the nut from coming out off the throttle cable, whatever that compressed section is, and that was already cut off. So I'm describing the details, but long and short of it is, I had to go to the first hardware store to try and find a throttle cable. They didn't have one, so I bought a regular, like, lawnmower kind of throttle cable, or like a bicycle, you know, brake cable kind of deal. That wasn't flexible enough, so that didn't work. And then thankfully, your dad remembered exactly where one would be at the Ace Hardware by your place. So, yeah, after, I don't know, an hour or so of messing with that, he took off And then he went in and got that. So that was really good to start to help. And then the other part, which was, I thought would have been the more challenging thing, you took care of really quickly, which was my hubs. Like, you took care of that like nothing. When I went to the store, I came back and it was done. That was pretty wicked. But the card I got had metric hubs. And it came with two sets of metric wheels, which is cool. I like metric. I'm sure a lot of people really like metric.
I agree with you 100% on metric. You know that for a fact.
Yep. You know. So, yeah, I wanted to try and find a way to make that work, but all my tires were mounted on my standard wheels, and that wasn't going to fit. And instead of going through the work of dismounting tires and trying to mount them on these metric wheels, and I only have old tires. When I say old, they're worn out that I really wouldn't be setting up a cart on anyway. That would fit the 7 3/4. All the new tires we have are the Maxxis, you know, or, and they require 8.5-inch wheels, and I didn't have 8.5-inch wheels. So, at least a metric. So yeah, that was a challenge, but we got some used, standard hubs, 40 mil hubs, and you swapped those on like nothing. And so we could use my current wheels. And yeah, that was it. But it took a necessary amount of time. I think I got there about 12:30 or so, and we recorded the time. Do you remember when we actually got on track? Is it like 4:20?
Yeah, it was like 4:20, 4:20. You know, and so like the part with the hubs is like, it sounded so simple. It's like, okay, yeah. We went and got the 17 millimeter American hubs for the front and the 40 mil. And so luckily Kevin and Jeff were there, and I think we tried to put the rear hubs on, and we were trying to get the hubs to like kind of this, you know, the starting point. Well, the holes in the axle where the keyway sets in were too small. So luckily, Kevin drilled it out. We were able to get the holes in. And then not only that, but for, I don't know what the difference in the spacing between the, I didn't tell you this, but the difference between the spacing and the 40 mil hubs with the studs compared to the 1 1/4 is, just a little bit, by like, I mean, like 1/16 of an inch or 1/8 of an inch bigger on the wheels to get the wheels understand it. We didn't know how. Like, we tried every way. Like, we tried to rotate the wheel to each, you know, each stud to make sure, like, okay, maybe it's just the wheels bad or whatever. We did. We went ahead, opened up the wheels, put the hubs on. So by the time you came, everything was mounted, and you know, just. It's one thing after another that, and also in the auto sports that we do, it's always something, right?
Hashtag, it's always something, right?
It's always something. And no matter what we do, no matter how well we prepare, no matter anything, it's just like, oh, that's what it is. Just because we're still new to this, we're still trying to figure it out, we don't quite understand it, but all in all, we were able to get it going. We're able to get it on the track.
And then
yeah.
And then it got interesting.
Yeah. So the funniest part to me is when you're almost kind of drifting a 206 at almost 0 miles an hour, because the whole geometry of the cart was so insanely wrong.
Well, it's just the front end, to be honest. It's just the front end that's off.
Yeah, so for some reason, when you bought the card, I had it in my head that it's set up for 103rd. Because we're here in Jacksonville, we've been searching for so many local cards. It's ridiculous. And again, if anybody needs help finding cards, please let us know. We have a whole list of cards that you can find. And for some reason, I just had it in my head that this card was set up for 103rd. Well,
right.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And I probably didn't help, because my goal was just to get it to turn, right? I think the first thing I said to your dad is, he's like, we're going to race. I'm like, if we can get it to roll, that's all I needed to do is just to roll, because I had spent an hour and a half on the Friday trying to get the throttle cable on, and that didn't work. And then I knew we were going to have, you know, something to deal with the wheels and mountain tires and all that. So if we can get it to roll, I'd be happy. That's all I wanted. So yeah, the left front was, you know, had, I don't know, looked like -5 camber. Yeah, and then it was also towed in by like half inch or something. I mean, and then the right side was towed out. So, I mean, if you were like measuring overall tow, it would look like it was fine. But, you know, the left side was towed in, the right side was towed out, and the right side had, you know, basically maybe -1 camber and the left side -5, but it was totally off. And I never actually looked at it when we set it down. We, you know, we, it's just been so much.
Who cares? Like a little kid in a candy shop. Oh, it's ready to go. It starts up. We hit the gas, the wheel roll, we hit the brake, the wheel stop. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. So I was pretty stoked. I didn't even put a micron on. I didn't want to know any times. I just wanted to get it go. So didn't put a tack on it. And I drove it out. And, you know, first lap was really squirrely. But in your mind, you just go, I'm getting used to it. And then I come around the front straight. And it's, I mean, the back straight. And it's walking on me. And when I say walking, I mean, I'm holding my steering wheel straight. And somehow the car is trying to go left and right on its own at the same time. So I don't know what was going on. It was a little bit of a vibration. So I was just thinking, oh, the steering rack must be really, really tight on this. And, you know, Ackerman, I don't know which way Ackerman goes. Maybe that's the fastest setting for Ackerman, right? So Ackerman being how quick the wheels turn when you turn the steering wheel. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. We'll just drive it. We'll figure it out. Let's just get comfortable. Maybe I'm just thinking too much. So, man, I don't recall ever, like, my very first day at 103rd, I spun coming out of, you know, turn two. That's the only time I remember spinning out that early without trying to do something, right? Like trying to force a pass on somebody and just running out of talent or anything like that. I spun out of turn two every lap three in a row.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Hander. You know, it's,
yeah, Dad and I were watching. We're like, yeah, you're going too fast. Daggummit.
Right.
I almost made it.
Like, you guys are saying I'm going too fast. That's why I'm spinning. I'm going, no, I'm not going too fast. You know, it's just as soon as I put a little bit of input into it, it just starts coming around. And I mean, I didn't record. I wish I'd recorded a video, because there were some times when I actually paid attention after the first, I think I did like 20 laps, but there may be 10 laps out of that 20 where I go into the corner, and the second I give that first initial input, my hands immediately go to full opposite lock. And I know this because I started saying, oppo, baby, oppo. Like I started saying it in my helmet, but I had to go full opposite lock just to not come around completely. I mean, it was slow as hell, but like you said, drifting, right, at 0 miles an hour. And it really, you know, it's like 10 or 15, but it was the only way to keep it from coming around completely. And I came back in, and once I thought something was loose. A few things weren't like all the way tight on it, by the way. I think like the kingpin bolt probably wasn't tight all the way. A few things weren't, but still, it was kind of cool to just get going. Came back in. We checked everything while I was still on the ground. It's like, nope, nothing is stupid loose. I'm like, well. And then your dad was like, wait, that left wheel looks like it's got a lot of, it looks like it's off, is what he said. And I said, wait, hold on. So once I turned my steering wheel straight, sit in the seat, actually looking at it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this one has a ton of negative camber. The right side barely has any. That's what it is. This front end isn't lined up right. We never did a front end alignment. I'm good. Cart's fine. I'm just going to drive it. And I just wanted to go back out. So, yeah, I got like 20 laps in it. I was super happy that it turned. It rolled, which is what we wanted. We wanted it to roll. And it was almost 5 o'clock. And I had Liam with me. So I knew James was there. And the kids had done really well. I mean, they had done really well for like 5 hours at the track, just hanging out, just playing.
Yes.
No drama. It was awesome. So I was like, okay.
No, they played well and shared food and shared Gatorade and water and orange juice and apple juice and everything. You're like, yeah, if one of y'all gets sick from the other one, there's going to be some mad dads.
Yeah, I remember you saying it. So, But yeah, no, it was fun. It was chaotic. For anyone buying a used cart, I think the whole point of this long conversation thus far is there's always a little bit of work involved in getting yourself going. But sometimes, man, it could be something as simple as a throttle cable or, you know, just the front end not being aligned right. Don't let it get to you. Just get out there, enjoy it for what it is, and have fun, right? And you can always work those things out. So that was cool.
Yeah, so I kind of had the same kind of troubles a little bit that you had is I left my cart untouched pretty much for the most part from the last race I did where I did my personal best at. And yep. I go out on the track, and all of a sudden, I'm like 2.5 seconds off pace. I'm like, okay, you know, something's going on here. The cart was extremely loose. Not only did I not have any front bite for the first time ever, really, I've never complained that I can remember of understeer whatsoever, but I had understeer, I had oversteer, and the apex of the turn, the cart wasn't happy. Nothing was going on, and I didn't know if it was for some reason that the tires have faded off, so we switched tires, and we had the same results. So, you know, while we were waiting for Dad to go find, you know, some parts for your cart, you know, you hopped in my cart. Like, okay, if a manual comes back and says, hey, the car's fine, it's on you, I am 100% cool with that. But you took the cart out, and you had the same exact issues, the same exact feelings that I had. And so, you know, we're kind of scratching our heads. It's like, what the heck is going on? Everything looks good. All our measurements for the rear axle is the same. Hubs in the front are the same. Everything's good. So, yes.
We almost kicked on the tire completely. We were like, this tire must be done. Like,
yeah.
Thing so, we did wrong. We cooked this tire. We destroyed it.
Yeah. So, like, I just didn't understand because the tires look so perfect. It's like, We tried so hard, you know, the last race to get our tire pressures the right way because we learned that, hey, you know, what to look for if you miss up on the mark of tire pressures, yeah, you're done. That's it. So, you know, the tires look perfect. Like, I haven't seen them look so good since they were brand new. And it was just still bad. It's like, oh, my God, what's going on? I hate karting. This is annoying. It's just because I'm, you know, a second half off the pace. So by that time we came back, you know, Dad got your cart up and running. So we packed up our stuff, came home. And so Sunday, we're supposed to have some kind of crazy monsoon that all the weather guys were saying, oh, this is huge. There's going to be storms everywhere. Tornado watch from like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. is going to be crazy. Everyone get, you know, Yeah. Come on. So I woke up in the morning and I saw it was all sunny outside and checked the weather at noon. And then you check it 30 minutes later. So I texted my dad real quick. I'm like, hey, are you busy? He's like, no, what's up? I'm like, I need to go to the track and tire. What's wrong? We got to figure it out. So he's like, all right, come pick me up. Let's go. My dad only lives like, you know, 3 miles.
Yeah,
the cart was still loaded on the trailer, and this is like one thing that I love about my dad is like he's so like I don't know, he thinks different than both of us. It's just weird. Like all three of us somehow make a good combination. He looked at the seats moved. What do you mean the rear of the seats moved? Nothing's moved. He's like being interested. So if we went ahead and moved seat back. Originally looked, went out. Huh, cart was amazing.
Yeah.
Carting, I hate you. Why do you have to be so
so precise, man?
So precise. Oh, you wait.
Oh my God.
And I went from hating carting to loving carting with one.
Yeah, yeah, no, I was silly. But then, like, we found out what, because you had texted me after that, after you told me all that, if I still had my left seat brake, right? So yours is bent or is it cracked? What's the story?
So my cart was originally, they the rear seat strut was posted on for the cart, or the, I guess that's how they ran the animal. Right. I'm sorry, the progress class off, rewelded it the latitude rear bar, and maybe my angle's off, you know, a couple degree or so, getting a little bit of a crack. So I was like, okay, you know, if they will, that post gets a lot of stress.
Right.
And so, you know, went over to the right. I burnt my fat roll. the clutch got me again. And before, like, I, you know, people don't know, but I stole your seat from your old cart without you knowing. So, I knew for a fact that I had over between my seat and the clutch.
Right.
So dad's like, hey, you had this clearance. All of a sudden you don't. Sure enough, we moved everything over, man. And it's just a 9-day difference. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, no. Once you told me, I was like, that made a lot of sense. Because when I was driving it too, you know, the reason why we were blaming the tires was because everything else was kind of fine. It just seemed to just not want to grip in the corner. And it was just slide when you turn or anything. So yeah, it made a lot of sense that the weight was obviously getting tossed around or moving around. So that's what it is. But no, I'm glad we got that sorted out. And so now we can plan another day to go test. Hopefully I get my front end aligned and your seat is now all back together and we can actually start comparing the difference between, you know, what I have and what you have. Hopefully. Right.
Yep. Yep. So that was kind of our weekend update of what we had going on in the carts, and it was a little chaotic, but, you know, we were able to get it all done. This weekend, I know here in Jacksonville, we have a big race with the AKRA national event coming to 103rd. So if you're around, please stop by, you know, kind of support the carters who are there and, you know, watch some good fun. So tell everybody, man, what you got going on.
I am out of town this weekend. I am with NASA, NASA Florida, and we're at Sebring this weekend. So I will be at Sebring, working. Should be a good weekend. I think we have 55 racers signed up, and then all the HPD or track day guys. We have all the HPD groups are basically full. I think HPD 3 is the only one. I think 22 or 23 is about the cap, and everything's full. Yeah, yeah. HPD 3 might have 3 or 4 spots left, so that's really good. We do four races over the weekend. Most places in NASA, most regions will have 2 groups, so about 30 to 40 are in each group. But because we have a small number of racers, when I say small, we don't have enough to split them. So 55, 60, it's enough to combine into one. So, yeah, I'll be working and hanging out and cheering people on. It's our end of year awards. I mean, sorry, the not end of year awards. It's the awards for last year. If the year was over, I'd be in trouble. It's the awards for last year because it's the first big race. We started the season in January or February, but is our big event, so we save the end of year awards for the Sebring event so everybody can make it. So there'll be lots of food and drinking and hanging out with the car buddies and talking more about karting whenever I can. I'm actually, all jokes aside, I was looking at finding a small old kart and just driving that around the paddock. Most tracks don't want you to drive any motorized vehicles in the paddock, but man, it'd be nice if my vehicle for running around the track was just a cool cart. I'm thinking about it. Guys have those coolers that you can sit on. you know,
I had a pit bike that I built from scratch.
Yeah.
It was loud and awesome and made people mad, but oh well.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, pit bikes are cool, but man, a cart, no, that would be really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's going on. You know, this isn't really a big call for people, but if you haven't heard of NASA or just high performance driving at all, and you in addition to liking karts, you also happen to like cars, definitely check out, you know, nasaproracing.com or drivenasafl.com. And yeah, we got some really good information there, and people who want to come check out some of our events. Yeah, if you plan on it, just hit us up on Karting Dads on Facebook and let me know, man. I'll get you in a car or go out on track. And, you know, if it's something that is allowed, I'll probably find a way to talk to the right people to make it happen. So definitely check out.
So yeah, anybody out there who has a vehicle that you would like to go to any track, not only in Florida, but also Southeast. So we're talking, you know, like VIR, Road Atlanta, Roebling Road, Daytona, Sebring, Homestead. If you guys are into cars at all, just let us know. We can help you get on the track. You know, go enjoy your time. You know, drive your car the way you want to a certain point. And no, it's just like, it's just the enthusiasm that we have, not only in karts, but cars as well. So we want to get anybody who's interested in any kind of auto sports, get into it, you know?
For sure. Yeah. So that's what I got going on. I take it you're probably going to check out the AKR race a little bit. What else you got? You going to be working on a kart at all? Do anything new or no?
Yeah. So I'm taking my head to TS Racing. That's where my motor's from. So they're going to be representing here at 103rd. So I'm going to see if they can get my head done this weekend. If not, they're going to take it back with them. I'm going to try to take as many pictures and post up on Facebook under Karting Dads. Maybe I could talk to a couple of people, get some interviews on how the event's going. I'll probably take my little boy with me and, you know, we'll go terrorize the place.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. He knows that place well enough now. He's ridden around the whole track at this point and on his little go-kart, paddle bike.
Yeah, little paddle kart. That takes me 30 minutes to go across the around the track. But no, man, so you drive safe. You know, have fun at Sebring. You know, hopefully we can get some people joining us, not only in the cars, but also mainly the carts, and help people get on their way, man.
Definitely, man. I will do that, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you, as cool things always tend to happen at the track, so you'll be hearing from me soon.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you listening, and I hope you guys enjoy your week. Happy karting.
Peace.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any comments or questions, please contact us on Facebook at Karting Dads or KartingDads.com. Thank you.